This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump says confirmation of his Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, will go quickly while his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, is imploring the Senate to delay voting on her nomination until after the November 3rd election to, quote, let the people decide, end quote. Mr. Trump's announcement of Barrett for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is launching a high-stakes, fast-track election season fight over confirmation of a conservative judge who is expected to shift the court rightward as it reviews health care, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. Meanwhile, at a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats will try and block Barrett, but did not say how.
Toolkit to slow things down. But Mitch McConnell has so commandeered the Senate, has so defiled the Senate, there are fewer tools and they're less sharp. But what is there, we will use.
A New York Times story reports President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and in his first year in the White House. Mr. Trump has fiercely guarded his tax filings, becoming the only president in modern times not to make them public. The details of the tax filings reveal a series of financial losses and income from abroad that some say could conflict with his responsibilities as president. Mr. Trump's financial disclosures indicate he earned at least $434.9 million in 2018, but the tax filings reported a $47.4 million loss. A federal judge Sunday postponed a Trump administration order that would have banned the popular video sharing app TikTok from U.S. smartphone app stores around midnight. This is VOA News.